protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, August 19th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. For about a year, the Justice Department has been taking a hard look at Google, checking into everything from its search business to its advertising unit. The DOJ has been trying to figure out if Google has been engaging in anti-competitive behavior. We've reported that the department was looking to file a lawsuit by as early as this summer. But now, some staffers inside the department want to pump the brakes. Our reporter Brent Kendall will explain what's going on after these headlines. Lawmakers in India want to question Facebook about extremist posts on its platform. Several politicians there have called for a probe into the company and even suggested that Facebook change the management team at its India operation. This all follows a Wall Street Journal article last week that detailed what some Facebook employees said was a pattern of favoritism toward the ruling BJP political party, as well as Hindu hardliners. Here's our Facebook reporter, Jeff Horwitz.
What our reporting found was that in a number of instances, Facebook's public policy operation in India had intervened in ways that benefited India's ruling party, the party of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And one of those examples was about publicizing election-related abuses of the platform that might have been tied to the BJP. Another example of it was overturning or blocking a decision by Facebook safety staff that some BJP lawmakers had been engaged in some pretty vitriolic hate speech against India's Muslim community. And even though these people qualified per Facebook's own safety staff for a permanent ban from the platform, they didn't get banned because of the political fallout concerns.
Jeff says it's pretty significant that lawmakers are making these kinds of calls in India in particular.
A couple reasons. I mean, the first is India is the largest market in which Facebook operates in terms of number of users, in terms of population. And Narendra Modi is kind of widely recognized to have very adeptly used social media to build the coalition and to get himself into office in the first place. So there's kind of a sense that Facebook was pretty key to his rise. And in fact, Facebook had previously trumpeted how great it was and how successful Mr. Modi had been in using the platform. So the sense that there might be potentially some bias creeping in was, I think, pretty concerning to a whole bunch of both opposition politicians and civil society sorts.
A spokeswoman for Facebook didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, but the company has said that it prohibits hate speech and violence globally, regardless of the poster's political position or party affiliation. The S&P 500 closed at its highest level ever last night, fueled by unprecedented government stimulus and optimism around the world's ability to manage the pandemic. The index has now erased the historic plunge it took in February and March. And much of the rebound was due to tech giants like Amazon, Apple, and others, which make up about 25% of the index. And at a time when some companies are shifting to remote work permanently, Amazon is betting on a return to the office. The company said yesterday that it's expanding its physical offices in six U.S. cities and that it'll be adding thousands of jobs in those areas. The plans are in sharp contrast to other major tech companies. Twitter, for instance, told employees that they could work from home indefinitely. Coming up next, staffers at the Department of Justice are at odds on how to proceed in their antitrust investigation of Google. We'll take you behind the scenes after the break.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Department of Justice has been looking into Google, putting its competitive practices under the microscope. We reported earlier this year that they were really flying through the investigation and that they were even aiming to file a lawsuit as early as this summer. But now, some people in the department are raising concerns about that timeline, saying that the DOJ is moving too quickly. Our reporter Brent Kendall joins us to break down the disagreement. Brent, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So what are these staffers' concerns? What are they pointing to?
Well, so, I mean, I think you see something of a split here between kind of the rank and file career people and the senior leadership that, you know, report directly to the AG. I mean, and in the story we ran, I mean, while there are concerns that things are moving too fast, I mean, the attorney general basically reiterated this kind of summer timeline, at least for making a decision. But while the leadership has been kind of on this fast moving train to, you know, make a decision and likely bring a case, I mean, staff level people who've been working on this investigation, at least some of them just feel like this is going a little too fast and that, you know, these are complicated cases that Google, you know, is going to be a really formidable foe. It raises cutting edge issues. And so that there's a lot to do and they don't want to do anything until they feel like they're ready. And they certainly don't want to lose in court after having lost a couple of big cases in court here the last few years. So, you know, what you see is people who are kind of, at least some of them who are working on this case, just having some reservations right now. And the people they report to basically still not having any reservations really at all.
And, you know, Google's a really big company with lots of different businesses. So are there parts of the investigation that are moving more slowly than others?
Well, again, we don't have a perfect window into what DOJ is doing, but the best we've been able to tell, I mean, there are two main areas. One is the more traditional, what is Google doing with search and how it runs search? And, you know, and that's been something that the U.S. has been looking at off and on for a decade. And so, you know, questions like if you're a potential rival and you're making some product that Google either makes or wants to make and you're up and coming, is Google suddenly making you disappear in search results so nobody can find you? I mean, you know, arguably those sorts of things, if they're happening in a concerted way, are anti-competitive. And so, you know, one of the key questions on the search front is, you know, is Google's behavior, are they doing things purposely in a way that sort of keeps everybody else out of the marketplace and allows them to both preserve their dominance and kind of expand their empire? So that's one big issue. And that issue's been out there for a while. So these guys aren't investigating on a clean slate here because there's plenty of stuff to kind of think about already. And so, you know, our understanding is that portion of the investigation is moving more quickly. There's another key part that focuses specifically on Google's advertising business. And as we've reported, I mean, Google at this point controls all parts of the supply chain for that. You know, and they do both display ads and search ads, and then they've got the data on how valuable different search words are and what people are willing to bid for them. And so there are a lot of people in the advertising market, including, you know, our bosses here at the Wall Street Journal who say, you know, that publishers are getting a raw deal here and that, you know, everybody's in a position where they have to use Google and that, which makes, you know, going somewhere else almost impossible and that Google's rules aren't entirely fair and that they're opaque and things of that nature. So the DOJ is also looking closely at this, as are state attorneys general. But this is a complicated area. It affects a bunch of different publishers in different ways. It affects advertisers in different ways. And even the technology is complicated. And so, you know, our understanding is that the people looking at that piece of the case are just not moving as fast as the search people are.
And ultimately, this decision of whether and when to sue rests with Attorney General Bill Barr. Has he given us any indication as to his thinking?
Well, he's expressed concern, you know, several times about Google and tech platforms, and has basically voiced the opinion that, you know, in some ways, antitrust enforcement by the government has kind of been lacking for years and years and years. I mean, all the signals he's sending is he would like to do something, you know, hefty. You know, it is coming as we kind of get towards the end of this administration. And so there are questions about timing and how much time they'd have to do something and whether, I mean, you know, at least some of the concerns on the staff level or whether part of the push now is because they really want to get something out before the election. But, you know, all signs appear to him and his lieutenants wanting to bring a case and bringing it fairly soon.
And where's Google in all of this?
Google vehemently disagrees that it's done anything anti-competitive. And, you know, every indication is, you know, they obviously have deep pockets. They have talented lawyers, lots of them at lots of law firms. And, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, while technically the government has unlimited resources, I mean, going into this case, I mean, Google would basically be coming in with a heavier legal arsenal than the government would be coming in with. And so, you know, it doesn't seem like they are shying away from a fight. And, you know, the department certainly knows this.
So what are the possible paths forward for this probe?
Well, you know, the biggest question is obviously, do you sue or not? And once we cross that bridge, it's you know, what kind of claims are you going to bring? And, you know, as we've reported in this week's story, it's possible that they could bring some claims, say search-related bias claims first. And because the advertising piece seems to be going slower, you could always amend a lawsuit later and add claims on that. So, I mean, that's possible. And it would be cleaner if they brought everything all at one time. There's no way a timeline for this case, even if the attorney general wants to move quickly. I mean, the courts are not going to move that quickly. It's a complicated case. We're not going to get some kind of ruling on whether Google is good or bad, you know, here before the end of the year. I mean, this is, if you think back to like the Microsoft case from the Clinton era, I mean, you know, this is would be kind of a multi-year endeavor. And so any final resolution here is going to take a lot of time. And, you know, even in the interim near term here, I mean, one of the things is just kind of driving some of the tensions that we're reporting about right now is it's just kind of a tumultuous time all the way around, you know, and the AG has been a high profile figure who's done some things that, you know, have created strong feelings one way or the other. And I mean, it's also not terribly usual for an attorney general to be like this directly involved in antitrust. It's normally kind of a sleepy corner of the DOJ, and the people who do antitrust kind of do their thing and everybody else kind of leaves them alone. So I think even for the antitrust people, it's just different to have an AG be directly involved and then be speaking publicly on these issues while you're also looking at them. So, you know, it's made it a more complicated situation and in some ways maybe a little more tense internally as they're trying to figure out what to do here on this case.
All right. Our reporter, Brent Kendall, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. As always, we've got more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. So check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.